Hump Day Quickie Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickies, Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. We welcome 14 of our friends to the sex apartment for our Hump Day Quickies Ecstasy Unlocked season finale key party. In this first episode of the series, all five women take their first turn with one of the men.
And we're back at the sex apartment.
It's quiet right now.
Yes, yes it is. The calm before the storm, the big season finale.
I'm a little nervous.
I can see that. We are about to host a 7 minutes in heaven key party that we are calling Hump Day Quickies Ecstasy Unlocked.
Unlocked.
There will be five couples, including us, as well as four single guys. As each of the men arrive, they will take a key from the key bowl, and that will be their key for the rest of the night. Connected to each of these keys is a card for each of the coupled guys for their lady to write down their name, and then we will keep track of which locks they have opened.
So pretty much just a checkbox for yes. Each possible lock.
Exactly. Then, sitting on the table in front of us, is a whole bunch of padlocks, each with a matching key. When it is one of the ladies' turns, she will grab a lock and go around the room trying to find the matching key. We have multiple different rounds set up, but we will explain that fun as we get to it.
Seeing as we've never done a key party or anything of this very specific, drawn-out process, most of the time our parties are... Okay, let's get the party started
and yes.
It's orgy time or everybody just starts playing. This is very organized.
Very organized.
It's very specific on timing. We're a little feeling it out as we go, kind of.
Yes. So the original plan for the first round is one at a time, the ladies will take a lock, find their partner, and then head back to the room with that partner for 7 minutes. After the first one goes, the next person will find their partner. And then once the 7 minutes ends for that first group, they take over the room. And we just continue that through the first round, possibly two.
And a round meaning that
every woman has had a chance to use the lock,
unlock their lock.
So we're going to go finish getting ready for this.
Yep.
The next thing you're going to hear.
It's probably a lot of noise.
Yes.
A lot of clatter.
A lot of background noise. And we'll do introductions of everyone that's here.
Yes. Most of the people have been on the podcast.
Yes. And we have a few surprises. All right, now we're ready for introductions. You're going to hear a lot of background noise because a lot of people are talking because this thing is just getting started. Okay, we have John and Iris here.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Thanks again, guys. We have Link and Tori.
Hello.
Good evening.
We have Max and Megan.
Hi.
Let's get weird.
We have Nick and Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello.
Echo and Falcon are also here. But Echo is actually on the IR, so she will be helping me today. So welcome, Falcon.
Good evening. Great to be here.
I am so happy to help tonight.
I am very eager for your help because the more and more I thought about this, I'm like, how the hell am I going to keep this organized? So this is good.
Logistics. I cannot wait.
We also have Barry or Barry D. Banana.
Nice to be back here.
Yes, and he has an episode coming up next season that we kind of are holding off for later. We have Aaron.
Hey.
We have Ron.
Hey, everyone.
And Red.
Yo.
Welcome back. All right, so we're going to start with a random draw to see who gets to go first. Aaron, pick a number from 1 to 5.
4.
4 is the number. Iris, pick a random lock.
Okay.
There you go. Take that, and you can go around the room and check and see if anybody's key matches. And I can tell you that your husband's will not. There's no way. Okay. So the very first one. Barry managed to be the very first lock, and they have a match. You guys can hang out and talk for a couple minutes before we just throw you in the back. To get the next person prepared, pick a number from 1 to 4. She picked 3.
All right.
And that'll be Nessa, who just went back there.
Where's the liberator?
There are lots.
Yeah,
Yeah, there are wands everywhere.
My wand. Okay. I donated it.
On one side of the bed? Yeah. That's what she said. Point this in. I'm like, there's one here. She goes, she was on the other side. Whatever. There's already one here. So we plugged ours in next to the couch.
There's three wands in there. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right. And Iris and Barry are now heading back to the room. We will talk to you guys shortly. Nessa, come grab a lock and start looking around to see whose matches.
We're like,
still looking. Nope. 0-3 on her matches.
It's getting more and more sad. More and more
sad.
Jam it in
already.
Put your key in there. Ready.
No. 0-4. No. It'll pop open. Yeah, they're really good.
You're playing.
Yeah. I got my key right.
He's holding it.
I thought I didn't.
You got Falcon still. Yep. All right, you guys have a handful of minutes to get familiar. I have no idea how much.
You can sit and talk for a few minutes. Here, you get to sit and talk.
Yeah, let's show them.
Do you have a clipboard?
I do not have a clipboard, no. Nessa, real quick before. Oh, yeah. A quick number, 1-3.
Two.
Two. Good choice. Oh, Megan, you'll be next after. Don't worry, you don't have anything to do for until they disappear into the room. So, real quick. I'm kind of bummed that you're on the IR today.
Oh, I am too. I can't tell you how.
I know. The second you heard about this, I saw your eyes go, oh, shit.
The FOMO is so real. Yeah.
I understand.
It is really hot watching our partners.
Yes.
I'm
loving the odds of, number one, the pair that went first, and then you two getting the getting the second slot.
I find it very interesting because if you remember the very first time we all played together.
Yep.
And we were sitting on that couch and Nessa and I were so nervous and you guys were so nervous. No nervous here.
Good. What a difference 4 years makes, huh?
I'm pretty excited too because while I've been on the IR, so has Falcon.
Yes.
So I am very happy that he can have a moment to scratch his little pineapple whimsy and get his yayas out.
We were having that discussion a couple days ago, and he was like, "Yeah, this is harder than I thought it was going
to
be."
Yeah. There are times where I have to like bat him off of me at home. Like I'm not ready. I'm injured. So I'm happy. I'm so happy that we are here.
Good. I am glad.
I really enjoy the energy of the sex apartment right now. I love how loud it is. Uh-huh. It was so quiet before and people were getting nervous.
Yes.
And like after you went over the rules and the locks came out and people like had their key in the first round of like key looking, it's nice to see how people are a little more relaxed. However, like the energy, it's kind of electric.
Yes, it is building rapidly.
Yeah,
and
it is.
People are starting to intermingle and get to know each other, so this is good.
It was kind of cool when Nessa was walking around and the fact that she had to go through all the locks and have like it was almost like everyone was like holding their breath.
It was. Oh. And she didn't realize that Falcon was playing at that moment.
Yeah.
So she just kind of did. This would have been over very quick because he would have been the second one she checked if she had realized. But she actually made it all the way around the room and back.
Yep.
That worked out quite nicely.
I love that.
I will say next time I am going to set a timer so I have an idea as to how much time is.
Right. You hear Falcon right now? He's like, when is that 7 minutes? He is. Hmm? He is ready to go.
7 minutes takes forever out here.
In there, it's like.
So it's also very important to note that we are going to be cutting through the time. Instead of making you sit here and wait 7 minutes, I'm going to edit this down. What happens to be 7 minutes is going to shrink down, and we'll hear from everybody as they're done, and we'll go through it. But don't expect to have to wait a full 7 minutes as each round goes by.
Do you want us standing in the hallway so, like, as soon as we...
I mean, you can be close by.
They're getting really feisty. I mean, you know how Falcon is.
It was one of those I felt there would need to be some buildup, but I think you guys got it. I forgot to change. This is going to be my downfall, that first one.
Oh, no.
I know.
What do you have to change into?
Just a pair of shorts that are a little faster than this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm utilizing my 7 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. So there's going to be a time where you are not here.
And you'll be running that interview.
I'm so excited right now. I did not know that. How far this assistantship went. I'm really excited that you are throwing a key party.
I was very happy as Nessa and I were kicking around the different options for the season finale. And I threw out, well, what about a key party? And she was like, yeah, what about that?
And you know what I love so much about it is, you know, you say, like, let's have an 8-tap orgy. And so many of us have experienced that before, right? And we're like, all right, I think everyone here, I've asked them, like, are you nervous, excited? And everyone's been like, yes, I am. Because no one's been to a key party, right?
Yep, 27 years in, and I have never even been invited to a key party, much less actually been to one.
Barry is out.
Oh, there we go. Barry is out, and...
Iris. All right. Iris went to the restroom real
quick. All right. Mm-hmm. Megan, pick a lock. Deep breath. You want to try me first?
Yes.
All right. Hang on. We're gonna try this a little different than everybody else has.
You gotta try the lock.
Good little makeout sesh, G and Megan, before he slides it into her lock. That's a good thing, Barry. It's a good thing to be out of breath.
Well.
No.
As much as I enjoy kissing Megan and am looking forward to my turn, it is not my turn. Megan's still looking. Megan's still looking. Nope. Megan's 0 for 3, still looking. Oh, look at that. Nick has matched with Megan. Being our first subjects of our 7 minutes of fun, how did it go, guys?
It went well.
Very well. Yes. All right. Yeah, started with a kiss. I'm out of breath right now.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So
thank
we
you
start.
Much.
You guys started by getting to know each other a little on the couch, making out a little.
Yes.
As none of us were in the room with you, let's walk through what happened in the room.
Go ahead.
She had a little kiss going on there.
Okay.
And then she told me I had a little bit too much clothing on.
I will say that most of us forgot to change. While most of the women did change, and let me tell you, wow, by the way, Miss Iris, thank you.
And she took off this wonderful little robe cover-up and has this amazing laced outfit on.
Is a fantastic outfit,
nothing covering the vaginal area.
I did notice her walking around keeping a hand in front of her as she was doing this. So. now see, Megan's getting some attention behind us as she's slowly disrobing.
She slowly disrobes.
Continue.
Started with a blowjob, right? That was pretty quick and amazing. Yeah. Standing up and she was kneeling in front of me.
Excellent.
Really enjoyed that.
You're already nice and hard, though, so.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was very nice and hard. Do you blame me?
Yeah, no.
Was this the first time that you two have played together?
Yes.
They briefly met for the first time 2 days ago?
Two days ago.
Okay. Yeah. There are a few people here who have not met yet, so this is fun.
So I was fortunate to have a very good key today, and she picked the right one.
Yes.
Which was great. And then I proceeded to ask her to lay on the bed and put my tongue between her legs, which was... freaking amazing. And proceeded to tongue fuck her.
Excellent.
It was good. Did you enjoy the tongue fucking? Yeah, 7 minutes, my ass. I could have been down there for 20 minutes, easy.
Yeah, we kind of kept glancing at the clock just to see.
Yeah.
7 minutes goes by pretty quick. I will tell you, out here, we are like, shit, what time, how much time? It has to be 7 minutes by now.
Yeah, well, we're about 3 minutes in or so, because we were going pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
And then I asked if it was all right if we maybe got it in. So it was, wow. We started on one side of the bed and ended up on the other.
Fantastic.
Don't know how that happened.
No, it's... Oh.
They're both smiling, so that's a good a good sign.
What happened when the alarm went off?
I guess it's time.
Yeah, it's too weak.
Something
that. Yeah. Amazing 7 minutes, but it went so fast.
Yeah,
we
definitely did.
Same thing.
Wanted to abide by the rules.
and I will tell you, knowing how much time this is, I appreciate you guys doing that.
Yeah, but definitely could have spent more time in there, that's for sure.
I know Megan's a rule breaker and is going to be, I don't give a fuck about time, but I'm counting on Nick to do his job.
Pounding on the doors.
Yeah.
All in all, first round, first experience?
Thumbs up.
Excellent.
Thumbs
up. Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
I am glad this is working out.
Are you looking forward to the next round?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping you have to go through a little bit more key action instead of just moving on.
Maybe it was just meant to be.
It was. Yeah, it was.
Super hot. Oh, it was great.
So, well done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to both of you again later.
Oh, hey, hey.
And wow, they're back.
He is pink cheeked. He is sweaty.
All right.
And she's wearing a super sexy little robe.
And they are back.
And her watch is off? What?
Nick and Megan, you're up. Off you go, guys.
Ooh, but we need to pick another.
Megan, pick a number, one or two, please. One or two. Two. Megan has picked two. Sorry for yelling, guys. And that would be Elizabeth. Don't look at the number. Yep. I'll go first. It is not me. And she's taking my lead and actually getting a kiss first each time. That's good. All right.
Hey, lover.
Welcome. Oh, hang on.
You're not on.
Try again.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Being the second to experience the 7 minutes. How'd it go, guys?
7 minutes, you can get a lot done.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great to hang out with Nessa again.
Yes. Excellent.
So walk us through the 7 minutes.
Lots of kissing.
Yes.
Because I actually kind of forgot how good of a kisser you are.
I know. I forgot that
it's
too.
It's been a
while.
Like,
wow, she's a really good kisser.
Gosh, we hang out with you all the time, and I feel like we need to make a point. I know they always kiss, but anyways. Let's see, what else?
You surprised me with a fantastic... She did have something on under the dress. She was lying, and it looked spectacular.
I didn't get to see what was under your dress because I was too busy out shopping, getting everything ready.
Too bad.
You pick all my stuff. It was sheer bra.
Okay, all right.
You know, your favorite.
Okay.
And then it was a blowjob.
Okay.
A little while.
Excellent.
And then Falcon treated me to eating me out for a little while.
Excellent.
Ah! And then we kissed and embraced some more, and then there was some penetration. This is horrible afterwards. You can't. And then. Then he ate me out some more, and then time was up. So.
Excellent. So now, 7 minutes. What do you think?
There's a lot you can do in 7 minutes, that's for sure.
Having just heard what
Barry and Iris
went through, It was a very similar experience. There's a lot you can do in 7 minutes.
So I will say there's something in the back of my head that's like, the time is ticking. Like, what else
they,
can
they
we do?
They actually said, like, they were watching the clock.
Yeah.
And at 3 minutes said, okay, well, we need to move on to the next thing.
I will say Falcon did warn me as we were getting down to time. He was like, we're getting close.
Yeah, and it was, maybe it wasn't the time that I was talking about.
Wait, is it somebody who's...
Oh, there it is. They found it. Okay. You guys have a few minutes to get acquainted before you head back there.
Yeah, we'll see as the rounds keep going how that timer in the back of your head, if that's going to be a constant.
It's going to be intriguing.
It really wasn't in our head, though. I think I more looked up and thought, okay, you know, it's getting to be time, so.
Hearing back what was done, I wish I would have seen that.
We left the door open.
Yeah, we did.
We were interviewing.
Oh, it was important work being done.
I have a job to do.
Love your dedication.
Yeah. I was about to say, I love the fact that you've picked up this and ran with, I'm the assistant.
I will say I would have been overwhelmed having to keep track of all this and pretend that I don't know what my number is and all that. So
yeah.
I'm glad that I do not. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you have a great assistant.
Yes, she does. Second she volunteered for this, I knew I was in good hands and things would run smoothly on our end. It was up to the rest of you from here on out.
Circling back real quick, I did say I was really appreciative that you started with me, though.
So, yes.
And I love the fact that you asked me to, like, write a first refusal.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. Of course. But yeah, no, it's really good. This is a good idea, man.
This will be fun.
this is going to be an interesting night. I can't wait to see how this continues.
Yeah. Yeah, because the round's continuing. People change their tack a little bit, and we'll see if people are clock watching or how it's going to go.
I don't know how I feel about it. If I don't go with Tori in this next one, I don't know how I feel about being in the second round. I'm a little nervous here.
You want to be
like,
part
shit,
of the
I got to follow. I'm usually number one here going first, and I don't know how I follow up somebody else's act. This is going to be a challenge. Now, looking across the room, I am seeing Ron and Elizabeth starting to warm up.
Make out.
Yeah. This has been fun watching how people kind of
mesh. Yeah.
Find a connection real quick.
Yep. Now, when Nick and Megan were over there, Megan hadn't changed yet. Megan just started undressing right there, and she was down to her panties as it was time to head back.
Simple
it's
enough.
Working out very smoothly.
Yes.
I truly love her spirit. Yeah, no, we'll just, and you're naked. Okay. And here we are.
Just as I fully expected Elizabeth to be the first one to change. You said to be ready at this time. I am ready at this time.
Oh. So 7 minutes are up and she's yelling, not fair.
There is that moment of
I love every bit of that right now. Tori. You may be able to hear Megan yelling in the background, and she is not happy that 7 minutes is up. Who are you checking first? You can check anybody you'd like.
Whoa.
Get your key out, man.
Get your key out.
Whip it out. Come on. There it is. He rigged this one. if it clicks, he rigged it.
Fuck, I'm officially in the second round. I don't know. Like did we find a match? Nope.
Oh, no, but she's making them work for it. So I appreciate that.
Too bad. So sad.
Now, Tori's walking around responding, are you ready to be dominated to everybody? Which
that scares me a little bit.
Give me
your key, sir.
Turn your key, sir. Tori and Aaron are the next. You guys have about 4 or 5 minutes to get to know each other before it's your turn.
Tori,
okay.
So pick a number from 1 to 4. 1 to 4.
Three.
All right. Megan and Nick are back. So, how was your 7 minutes, guys?
Fucking phenomenal and not long enough.
Not long enough. Unfair. This game is unfair.
It's 7 minutes and there's 10 people on the list. I'm trying to do this as best we can without having people move in.
I love how the other people that we've spoken with, the other couples, have been like, you can get a lot done in 7 minutes. This is good. And you two are like, no, not enough. Not fair. I love that.
This is not enough time.
I think we did get a lot done, but we had a lot more on our minds.
Well, there is always at the end of this. I'm not throwing anybody out later. Let's put it that way.
I feel that Nick and I have a lot of unfinished business at this point.
That makes the next time even better. So,
ooh.
I like the anticipation of the next time. Yeah,
I'll see you in 3 months.
So, let's discuss the last 7 minutes. What did we do? Because you guys started very nicely over there as Megan was fully clothed. And before she left, she was down to just panties.
Yes.
So
when we were standing over there talking, we were trying to come together with like a game plan. So once we got in the room, that all went out the window. I don't know. There was a little bit of giggling.
I think we wanted to whiteboard our 7 minutes and we wanted to have a full.
Not going to lie. I think Megan was trying to cheat. She was taking my clothes off and the timer wasn't going yet. I'm like, we got to start the timer. And the look of disappointment on her face was just like, you jackass.
And you knew that she was going to cheat.
I said, Megan does not follow the rules, but I knew for a fact that Nick would.
Sorry. Next time there won't be a timer, I don't think. Although this lifestyle has put me in places I didn't think I'd be, so I could be wrong.
And over your shoulder, we're getting to enjoy Tori's new outfit. Tori and Aaron are now making out.
Tori has nothing but this blue bow on her ass.
It's basically dental floss.
Yes. I really wish I was dental floss right now. Getting back to you guys. You get in the room. You're starting to undress him. He says, hey, wait, we have to start the timer now, because I will say Nick was the person that we practiced this with.
Yeah.
So we are well aware of what 7 minutes is like in that room.
So I will say I may have cheated myself a little bit because I pulled her panties off on the way to the room. So
that's not cheating.
And flung them because they're elastic. So for some reason, they like shot across the
really
room.
They really well.
I love that. Yeah. I hope you didn't find them.
No.
Well, I know for a fact right now Nessa has nothing on under her robe, so she is very prepared.
Yes.
And I know Iris has full access between her legs as well. So this is...
I'm excited for round twos and threes and fours.
I think the warm-up, the kissing Nick and the anticipation of going into the room, for some reason, it just made me so freaking wet. I swear to God, I got in there and I was like, what the fuck? It's this buildup. It's this nervousness. It's something that I was absolutely ready to fuck him. It's for women, right? We're always all about the buildup and all about the anticipation.
I enjoyed the buildup as well. I don't know how long we were waiting. It felt like forever. Once we did get in the room, it happened fast.
I will say 7 minutes out here has to be a lot longer than seven minutes in there.
So we got in the room. Megan helped me get my clothes the rest of the way off. I think she whispered, fuck me, in my ear, which was pretty hot. And then she got on the bed and proceeded to give me a blowjob, which was very fucking hot. I was kind of looking over my shoulder like, how much time do we have? Do we have time for this? Like,
skip the blowjob. Let's just fucking go.
No, no, no. Like, please don't ever skip the blowjob. That's not anything. I'll never say that.
I'm really in a blowjob practice mode right now. Like, I'm
if there's ever
trying.
An event to practice for, I would appreciate that.
I have been trying, like, this year, really focused on the blowjob.
I will tell you, I read the rules for this game, and I saw no rules that say, after you play, you can't continue giving me a blowjob.
Is that the rules? It was very clear that when you come out of the room, you can continue doing whatever you'd like. The only request is that you not do anything more than kiss people that you haven't already unlocked their lock.
Well, in that case.
That being said, but real quick, before I lose you.
Nope, we're gone. Bye. She started with a blowjob. Fucking amazing. So it was really difficult to stop it.
Wow, did the whole apartment just get quiet?
Holy shit.
Hecklers.
No, I heard the hecklers and they stopped. I'm like, they're all listening now. Stopped the blowjob, laid her back. And I think I looked at you and said, I have to taste it. So I went down on her, started fingering her. She seemed to really enjoy it.
Fuck.
Would you like to comment on my technique?
Five stars.
Okay,
five
so stars. I got five highly stars. Recommend. Highly recommended. I don't think I wasted more than 2 minutes doing that, and then we got to full penetration.
It was all white butted out. We had a whole plan.
Yeah.
All of this was part of the plan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I kissed my way up her body up to her neck.
You're a phenomenal kisser.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
Phenomenal.
Then I slid into her and we were having full-on sex.
Let me interrupt you guys real quick. The room is now open and Tori and Aaron, you guys are up. In you go.
Bye.
Don't forget to start the clock.
She's running into the room right now. She's
I'm starting my own timer.
Why does she have a whole bag?
She had plans.
She had plans. Why does she have a whole bag of accessories?
Whoa. That is how she travels. Iris, you are up next here. It was random.
Would you remind us about what round two?
Round two was continuing the same as round one.
Got it. Thank you.
We're into round two now.
We are into round two. Come pick a new lock and off we go.
So I kissed my way up Megan's body, past her perfect breasts. It's hard to talk to you while you're making out with somebody.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Thank you.
Yep.
Awesome.
So I kissed my way up her body. Mm-hmm. I slid my cock into her very moist pussy.
Very fucking wet.
Did you use your hand to assist or?
No, actually, I think Megan used her hand to assist.
Oh, she guided you in?
She guided
That's
me
fucking
in.
Hot.
She sounded like she was enjoying that.
I like the way that you fuck me. And then,
I
really do.
I picked up the pace a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Thank you.
It was fucking amazing. And there came a point where I had to stop. Otherwise, I was done for the day. Which was real difficult because right before that, she whispered in my ear, "Don't stop fucking me." And I was like, well, I have to.
You whiteboarded that out too, yeah. Right?
Then we made out a little bit. I went back to fingering her. Can you tell me why you stopped me?
Well, yeah, because it was fucking intense. And like this whole concept of, I don't know, like squirting here in the sex apartment.
I appreciate you. I do have a squirt blanket that I can lay down. So yeah, let me know if you need that. It's
like,
there.
Like I'm already fucking soaked. And then like this was like this concept of like.
I would like the record to show that. When she said this, she pointed right at me.
This concept. No, not in 7 minutes. Yeah. So, you were accomplishing a lot in like those minutes. We needed to stop that because.
Yeah. So you stopped me. I looked back. I think we had 39 seconds. I slid my cock back in her and we fucked for a little bit longer. Like, and then that stupid song started playing.
Make the most of 30 seconds. Make the most of it because.
That was a really good 7 minutes.
I really, really, really wanted those last 30 seconds too.
I will say the anticipation of the clock running out
kind
of made it a little bit harder. Like I was like, man, I really, really want to be here. I want to do all the things. Just trying to fit them all in was, I think, very fun and sexy.
The anticipation of like this environment and this pressure and
you were one of the more nervous. I will tell you that.
I just want to like melt into the wall right now.
Well, you did very well, and I appreciate it.
Even now, like now that you like your cherry's popped, but you still feel like
I feel like yes, because the unknown and the uncertainty makes me want to go crawl. I want to jump out the window right now. I will go fucking jump out the window right now. Yep.
We're not that high up, so I'm not overly concerned. All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll be talking to both of you again soon.
And thank you for this wonderful game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would also like to point out real quick that as I was watching Iris walk around trying to find her keys, she stopped by Red and said, "Oh, I don't think I've met you yet." And they shook hands, introduced themselves, and promptly unlocked his lock. So we're all set there.
Lucky son of a bitch.
If my timer is correct, you guys got about 4 more minutes until they should be getting out of there. Here comes Miss Elizabeth. And she is no longer wearing what was under her robe, which I appreciate the way she crawled across the couch just now. And here comes Ron. You guys have not had an opportunity here from Ron before, so this is going to be a first.
You're in for a treat.
All right. Welcome, guys. How was your 7 minutes? I watched you guys over my shoulder making out, getting to know each other a little.
Fantastic.
It was great.
Ron is actually an acquaintance of mine from a long time ago, and I was very excited to bring him into this because I knew he would do a very good job. So
we're excited that you brought him in.
I'm very grateful to be here, too.
More Ron.
I haven't seen Ron in about 4 years, so it's good to see him again.
It's been a while.
Let's get into your 7 minutes.
Well, when I unlocked, first of all, I was afraid because I went through and my key didn't
matter. I think you were just intentionally trying to make out with everybody before.
I did. I did require a kiss before every single person. And then I went back through and luckily Ron's key opened my lock.
Excellent. And based on your smile, it definitely did. I love watching Elizabeth's afterglow. It is one of my favorites.
I love the fact that they're touching each other and the hands are still getting handsy.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, good chemistry. Yep.
So let's jump into this one. You get back there and?
Well, Ron has an amazing cock. I don't know if anybody knows this. And I got to get on my knees and suck it a little bit to start. That was fun.
That was incredible.
And then we did a little like missionary style, right?
Yeah.
And then what I really enjoyed was he flipped me over, and we did a doggy style for
That's
the remainder.
Favorite.
That was okay. my favorite too.
So I love it. Worked out.
And I'm super tall. We've talked about this before, so it's a challenge a lot of times. But luckily, Ron is also very tall, and that was it worked out.
This was part of my selection process. Don't worry.
All right, it was great.
I know what I'm doing here.
All right, yeah, we had fun.
I had a great time.
I was about to come.
Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God. You cut me so much. Oh. Fuck. Oh. 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 Yep. Yep. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh.
And then the timer went off, and like everybody else, I'm sure I'll get another opportunity. I'm not,
but you're like blue buttoned at this moment.
I'm sure I'll get another. I haven't played with G yet, so there's always.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was going to say you have several more on the list. Don't worry. But also, as your husband was quick to point out, that the rules do say that you can do whatever you'd like with anybody whose lock you've already opened as you wait for your next turn. So that is my one bit of advice.
Fair deal.
Yep.
Fair deal.
I love this game.
I'm a fan.
Iris, can you pick a number from 1 to 4, please?
1.
Elizabeth.
Oh, yay!
So we'll continue our discussion
here. All right.
Unless you have anything else to add, or you can.
No, I think I'm hoping for a round 2 with Ron here.
Excellent.
If we get lucky enough. So now.
Oh, and I hear Tori screaming in the background that her time is up and she's not happy.
Who's okay? So I take a lap.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So good? All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Thank you.
Whatever you want.
Whichever you'd like.
I love this, and I love being you, but if you want to be you for a little bit, I'm okay. 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 All right. Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't me again.
Oh, no.
All right. And her second selection?
Pussy juice all over your couch.
John's key has unlocked Elizabeth's lock. You guys are clear. Now, Red and Iris are heading back, and here comes Aaron to have a seat and have a discussion. Welcome. Erin, Tori.
You know, we've been doing such a good job at commenting on how hot women look in their various levels of undress. Erin, I'm really a fan of your pineapple boxer briefs right now.
Yeah. Well done.
I figured it was right for the theme.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a theme, so good job.
Erin is another new guest on the show. I imagine next season we'll get him on for something more, but
hopefully.
So, welcome.
All I smell is pussy right now.
Do you love it?
I love it. Okay. I'm like, is it?
I'm a little disappointed that I don't smell any pussy at this particular moment.
Is it the couch? I'm not sure.
I think it's...
It might be you. Come closer to me.
You guys started, first you ran to change into a very nice small piece of dental floss.
Thank you.
And then came out here and you guys started making out a little bit.
We did.
Then you went back in the room.
And I forgot to push start.
I'm not surprised. That's just why
I was like, wait,
you weren't that far off on the timer that I had.
The one thing G told me not to forget. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to push it. And we pushed it, I promise.
Well, 15 extra seconds.
Yeah.
All right. All right. She left
with her bag of tricks, though.
I did. And then Erin and I we met each other a few months ago.
December.
Yeah, it was December.
I think it was the Christmas
And
party.
He keeps fucking all my friends, and I haven't had the opportunity to fuck him. So then when I found out he was coming to the key party, I was like, I'm finally gonna fuck him. Yes! There was no wait. We ravished each other.
Right in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, you guys were pretty onto each other well before that, so.
Yeah.
Threw a lot of buildup.
Yeah, we did. Had a lot of buildup. Threw him on the bed.
Flipped her on the bed.
Well, yeah, then you flipped me around and I was like, you go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
No. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my.
What does that mean, you go first?
That I wanted to receive first.
Yeah. Okay.
And I like to give.
Oh, my.
It was a good fit.
Okay. So you went down on her first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm in a blue lingerie piece that is crotchless, so we just kind of pulled it up out of the way.
I will say, as you first changed, you came over and put your leg up on the couch just kind of try to...
Of course I did.
...see if you could get my attention there. And yeah.
And she did.
Yes.
She did.
She did.
Yep.
And
I was like, can I distract everyone? Because I'm that kid.
I was distracted. Well, I was also appreciative of crotchless.
Yeah.
We have 7 minutes, so efficiency is always good.
I was going to say, yes.
Yeah. So that was our game plan, like efficient. Yeah, I asked him what his favorite color was, so I pulled out my different array, and so he picked the blue ones. What's your fantasy? What can I do for you? You want to role play? You want me to flog you? And he's like, I just want to ravish you.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Yeah. Ravished me. And then I squirted, and I warned you to put the Liberator on the bed, and you didn't. So now you got to wash the comforter.
Okay. Shit, it's sitting next to the bed, like right there.
I was like, where's the Liberator? I don't want to make a mess. And you're like, we don't have time for that. I was like, well, all right, I do. I could get off in 7 minutes. And it was three at least solid orgasms.
You got to get right into it. So
yeah,
there's no time. I'm usually a tease, keep it slow and build up.
Nope.
Yep. There's no time for that
no
today.
Time.
Nope.
No. Yeah. And I was like, get your fingers in me and fuck me hard.
So one thing that people were talking through during cocktail hour is the thought that this is different. This isn't how I normally role play. Like, or I do. Like, I normally, there's a, it's like an oven, right? There's a long build up for like heat up. And this is like absolutely not like,
we got to microwave it.
Has that been tricky to navigate?
For me, yes. Because I'm a more of a build up person. Absolutely. So getting me ready takes a little time.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
7 minutes is quick.
I
warned you.
Yeah. We put on a show. Yeah. So then I went down on him, swallowed his whole cock. It was lovely.
It was lovely on my end.
I enjoyed it.
Over your shoulders and watching Elizabeth and John making out and his hands all over her and amazing ass. Anyway, continue as you were.
I know. Thank you for the distraction.
Yep.
Now, where was I? Sucking cock, swallowing his dick.
Yep.
Yeah. Looking up at you. That's usually my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Yep.
Oh, it is?
I roll up. That's a big one.
Excellent.
Well, I'm glad I could fulfill that for you.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I didn't. I just kept looking up at you. It was very fun.
Good.
And then he grabbed me, flipped me back around, and I was not used to being dominated.
I saw the time on the clock and knew we had to flip it back over.
Yeah, he was ready. Yeah, flipped me back over.
And I think you got one. And maybe half.
Oh, and then I was right there. I was climaxing, and then.
Oh. Oh.
Timer. And then I was.
Timers rule. So I
and then,
I had
and then
stop
he
right away.
Stopped.
Yeah.
He and wouldn't even fulfill.
I appreciate you.
I thought I saw you guys throw that clock through the hallway.
Be nice to my clock.
I was very mad. That was mean. That was a mean clock.
But now you're primed up for your next key.
That's why I said, I'm like, I'm sorry. You have pussy juice all over the couch.
There are
now.
Several rounds. Don't worry.
I know. I had this built up in my mind, like what 7 minutes was going to be like. I was like, oh, I'll just tease for 7 minutes. Cause there was so much built up already between the two of us. When his key unlocked my lock, I was like, fuck, yes. Finally, you have no choice but to fuck me now. Sucker.
We're locked in at that point.
Now, I will say there is a full list of consent here, and everyone has the right to say no.
Well, but never.
No.
I've been waiting for
I just
for this.
Felt that should get thrown out.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we consented to fuck each other. It just hasn't been in the cards.
Yeah.
Because he
been
kept
crossing
fucking
paths.
My friends. And in his defense, the one time.
A lot of hot friends.
No. God, you poor thing, fucking all my friends. But, I mean, in his defense, like the one time we met at the club, I was on a girls' night, so I was on a no fuck play around. But Link lets me go to the club because he feels that's the safest place for me to be as a single woman if I wanted to have a girls' night. And that's when I met Aaron. And
we played darts for an hour. And that is not an innuendo.
No.
And then we just kept getting worse and worse, our dart throwing. We're like, all right, we got
to
call it.
Time to call it.
And then, but that was actually, as far as an icebreaker.
That was my second night ever at the club. And so I walked up. I didn't know anyone. I'm going in. I wore a Christmas sweater to the club and not realizing it's 100 degrees in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just sweating and know nobody. And then run into Tori and like, okay, everything's good for the rest of the night. I have friends to hang out with.
There you go. See?
And I took him
out. I remember the first night that I got to meet you, too. So he's a good talker. I like him. He's
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah. And then it was nice to have a guy around us. And it was, yeah. So we've been waiting for this moment.
So your opinion of the 7 minutes then?
I've always wanted to have a key party, right? Because you hear about swinging, and then everybody's like, oh, like key parties? You just like fuck whoever you want? And I'm like, well, that's not really what swinging is.
But also sometimes if it's a season finale, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So then when G was like, you want to come to a key party? I'm like, I feel like if I'm going to claim to be a swinger, I should do a key party because that's what everyone says that we do anyways.
I've been one for a long time, and this is my first. So hopefully at some point I get to use my key.
Aww.
This is a controlled key party. Like, all of us are consenting adults. Yes. We all want to be here. We all want to fuck each other. So it's different than I expected, but it is a lot of pressure.
Yep.
But then, like, it's a good, excited, nervous energy in the room.
Yep.
Like, so, yeah.
I agree.
I'm ready for the next round.
Good.
7 minutes seems like a really long time when you're not in the room.
You're telling me.
Goes by really fast in it, though.
Yes. I, like, looked over. I'm like, fuck, 2 minutes? All right. Yeah, and I had very different plans in my mind, and I was like, nope, we're going.
Did you end up using any of your toys?
No, that was my thing. I was like, I had a whole plan. I was like, what's your... But because we haven't played before, I was like, well, what are your fetishes? Do you want me to role play? You want me to dominate you? You want, you know, different vibrators, different plugs, different everything.
All for any of it, but when you have 7 minutes...
I know, he's like, nope.
The first one, like, let's just he's dive like, no, in and, yeah, and get used to things.
All right, and they are out right on time. Is my timer
Elizabeth? Elizabeth,
number 1 through 3, please.
Okay, do I sign off?
Tori.
Yeah,
go. I get to do it again? Yes. Now somebody can finish my orgasm. Thank you.
I follow the rules.
He was like, done.
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.